It's now time for today's death notices. 77-year-old Adolph Gorwin of Murfreesboro passed away June 5th. He is survived by wife, Maggie Gorwin, and daughter, Diane Gorwin, and son, Stephen Gorwin. Stepsons, Lucas Sick and Pyro Sick, and also brothers Michael Gorin and Mark Gorin and Chester Gorsuski. Services to celebrate Mr. Gorin will be at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, June 11th at Roselawn Funeral Home. That's for 77-year-old Adolph Gorin. 70-year-old Jimmy Edward Johnson of Christiana passed away May 22nd. He's survived by wife Sharon and daughters Kathleen Sanders and husband Michael and Sandy Hart and husband Jason, brother Danny Johnson and wife Betty, and several grandchildren. Visitation will be held June 15th from 10 a.m. until 12 noon at Roselawn Funeral Home, with a memorial service to follow at 12 at Roselawn, and that's for 70-year-old Jimmy Edward Johnson. 64-year-old Margaret Haley Meek of Arrington passed away on June 7th. She is survived by husband Ronnie Meek and son Isaac Meek and wife Stephanie, daughter Arwen Jones and husband Jeremy Jones, daughter Valerie Jane Parker, and several grandchildren. Visitation at Springhouse Worship and Arts Center in Smyrna from 4 o'clock until 6 p.m. this coming Thursday, with a memorial service at 7 on Thursday night. Burial at Mapleview Cemetery in Smyrna. Murfreesboro Funeral Home in charge of that for Margaret Haley Meek, age 64. 61-year-old Roger Odell West of Las Casas passed away Monday, June 10th. Visitation will be from 4 o'clock until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, June 18th at Woodfin Chapel. 64-year-old Denise Hale passed away on June the 8th. The Murfreesboro resident is survived by her husband, Clyde, and daughters Gia Trevino and April Hale, and sister Susan Kritzberg. Visitation on Thursday from 4 p.m. until 5, with the funeral service following at 5, all at Woodfin Chapel, and that is for Denise Hale, age 64. 29-year-old Daniel Heath of Laverne passed away June 8th. He was a son of Donnie and Stacy Cribbs Heath. He is survived as well by daughters Addison, Avery, and Jalen, and mother of his children Amber Lamb, sisters LaDonna Heath, and also her husband Nathan, Holly Lane and husband Brandon, and Amanda Heath and husband Jay. Visitation this Wednesday from 4 o'clock until 8 p.m. again tonight. Then Thursday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Woodfin Chapel in Smyrna. Funeral service at 2 p.m. on Thursday at Woodfin Chapel in Smyrna. That's for 29-year-old Daniel Heath of Laverne. That concludes today's death notices on WGNS. Remember, you can read the death notices or hear them online at WGNSradio.com. Just click on Obituaries, which is located on the top toolbar.
Hello again, and this is Lenny Farmer, funeral pre-planner for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. I know, you have a lot of questions concerning how to plan for those final days. It can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be as stressful, and won't be when you get your questions answered way in advance. That's what I'm here for. Call me with any questions you have about your personal funeral needs. With 25 years of experience in this industry, I can help you put your questions to rest. Call me at 615-893-2422.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A boyfriend accused of fatally shooting his girlfriend in March of 2017 will go to trial as soon as a date can be agreed on. Rutherford County District Attorney Jennings Jones has details.
Jared Parton's trial date, which had been set for May the 20th, 2019, will be reset. That date should be scheduled when Parton appears before Judge David Bragg on August the 9th, 2019. Jared Parton is charged with the first-degree murder of his girlfriend, 29-year-old Carly Hassett. Hassett died from a shotgun wound inflicted at her home on Millersburg Road in Bell Buckle, Tennessee.
A Murfreesboro man is the third suspect to face charges in the death of a veteran in Warren County. John Cherry charged with homicide for the death of Tennessee National Guard veteran Dennis Carter earlier this month. Police say Carter was at the Rebels Motorcycle Club when he was shot dead by Kate Pritchard. She's also facing homicide charges, as is Timothy Bear. The 2019 edition of Bonnaroo expected to sell out before Thursday's opening. Over 80,000 tickets are predicted to be sold, many of those already purchased. The last time Bonnaroo was a complete sellout was in 2013, when Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and Beatles legend Paul McCartney performed a famed three-hour set. When news breaks, we tweet it. Just follow us at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.